Trinity of Man. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. God is the great Trinity, a tri-unity of persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And so we read that Jesus said, "I and the Father are one. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me." Oh, the Lord our God is one, one in unity, one in attributes, one in power, one in love. It was Philip who said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father." But Jesus had to remind him yet again, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." The mystery of the triune Godhead is revealed in the person of the Son. For no man comes to the Father except by means of the Son, no one. We read in Genesis that God made man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them to have dominion and to rule over the works of God's hand. The triune God created the triune man in the image and likeness of himself. Oh, this is one of the great mysteries of life, a mystery that man needs to explore, a mystery that is revealed in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God created man out of the dust of the earth, body. And God breathed into man the breath of God's life, spirit. And man became a living being, a unique individual soul. The mystery of the Trinity is baffling, but the mystery of his love for me is staggering. It staggers every jot of human comprehension. Meditate for a day on the mystery of the all-powerful, omnipotent God. Ponder for a day on the wonder of the all-knowing, omniscient God. Muse for a day on the marvel of the infinite, omnipresent God. Think about the eternal, faithful, righteous, gracious, holy God of love. Oh, surely an eternity of such deliberations would leave the thoughts baffled and in awe. Meditate on the mystery of his triad of grace, salvation, sanctification, and glorification. Oh, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Contemplate the incredible depth of the Father's love in the life of a man. For God loved you so much that he sent his Son to die for you. Be amazed at the supernatural grace of the Lord Jesus Christ towards you. For Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Stand in awe of the transforming power of the Spirit's work in a believer. For you are being transformed into Christ's image from glory to glory by the Spirit. Meditate on the mystery of the triad of his gifts, faith, hope, and love. And you will discover the all-inclusive, all-comprehensive depth of his love, his deep love for you. Take time to simply reflect on these marvellous mysteries. If you were to spend the rest of your eternal life thus engaged, would you ever fathom the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under Christ's feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. You and me, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that the whole world could not contain the books that would be written.